This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, May 29th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Zeldin talks WOTUS on newsmakers. U.S. and India meeting to finalize interim agreement, and groups threaten suit on atrazine. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin says he could rush out a final Waters of the U.S. rule, but it's more important to get it right. We want it as legally durable as possible, and honestly, my goal is perfection on this, Zeldin tells AgriPulse newsmakers. The Environmental Protection Agency chief says the agency aims to finalize the rule as soon as possible, but he doesn't have a timeline to share. The regulation defines which bodies of water fall under federal jurisdiction and are protected under the Clean Water Act. This is our one shot to have that one definition that hopefully withstands the test of time, that can actually survive upcoming presidential elections where pendulums might swing, Zeldin said. Separately, Zeldin stressed the need for EPA safety review of glyphosate, which the agency aims to complete this year, to follow the science wherever it leads. U.S. and Indian officials will meet next week with the aim of finalizing details of an interim agreement and continue broader negotiations, the Indian Ministry of Commerce and Industry says. The two countries agreed on a trade framework in February that, quote, reaffirmed the country's commitment to the broader India-U.S. bilateral trade agreement negotiations, a ministry press statement said. U.S. Chief Negotiator Brendan Lynch will lead negotiations with his Indian counterpart June 1 through 4. Secretary of State Marco Rubio just wrapped up a visit to the country where he said India has agreed to buy $500 billion in U.S. goods over 5 years, focusing on energy, technology, and agriculture. At the meeting, negotiators will try to advance discussions, quote, under the broader BTA on multiple areas such as market access, non-tariff measures, customs and trade facilitation, investment promotion, and economic security alignment, the ministry said. Environmental groups are planning to sue the EPA for not setting water quality standards for atrazine. The Center for Biological Diversity, Center for Environmental Health, and the Pesticide Action and Agroecology Network on Thursday sent EPA a notice of intent to sue, alleging the agency is not complying with the Clean Water Act by issuing aquatic life criteria. The groups argue in their notice that while EPA has leeway on what form of criteria can take and when they should be revised, it must promulgate them in the first place. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins to testify before the House Agriculture Committee next week on Thursday. The announcement from the committee did not specify the subject, but it's likely that members want to know what the administration is doing to address high fertilizer prices and otherwise difficult times in farm country. That hearing is set for 10 a.m. June 4th. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. The National Milk Producers Federation is pointing to findings of a new International Trade Commission report calling on the U.S. Trade Representative to focus on Canadian non-fat milk solid export practices in the ongoing U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement joint review process. The ITC report, which came out earlier this week, found that the U.S. and Canada both use milk class pricing systems to influence raw milk and milk component prices. However, Canada's system unlinks its relatively high farm gate price of milk from the price paid in Canada for non-fat milk solid processors. That, according to a part of the ITC report cited by the National Milk Producers Federation. The Federation also points to the ITC's finding that Canadian milk production quotas that, quote, aim to match domestic supply and demand for butterfat lead to a level of raw milk production that results in a domestic structural surplus of non-fat milk solid components. During a hearing on the subject last year, National Milk Producers Federation Vice President Jaime Castaneda said it was absurd that Canadian dairy producers receive one of the highest farm gate milk prices in the world by a wide margin, yet their non-fat milk solids end up on the global market at prices below our cost of production. USDA announced a plan yesterday intended to improve the U.S. cotton farm economy through increased trade opportunities and improved infrastructure for domestic textile manufacturing. The department also says it will work to boost domestic demand. The Great American Cotton Plan received praise from the National Cotton Council and the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, who also voiced their support for the bipartisan Buying American Cotton Act. The bill has been introduced in both the House and the Senate and, if passed, would amend the IRS code to create a domestic cotton consumption credit. Plant, not plastic, is a key pillar of the plan, which encourages consumers to support cotton fiber over synthetic fiber. USDA's press release says the plan aligns with the Make America Healthy Again movement because cotton clothing can keep people cooler than synthetic. Brazil overtook the United States as the top cotton exporter in the world during the 2023-24 harvest season. The U.S. cotton industry is, quote, facing severe economic pressure, USDA says. The department forecasts producers, quote, could lose approximately $2.6 billion across 9 million planted acres during the upcoming crop year, the press release says. According to the plan, USDA is prioritizing cotton processors and manufacturers within Rural Development's Business and Industry Guaranteed Loan Program that to increase domestic production capacity. Federal Trade Commission Chairman Andrew Ferguson confirmed to a gathering of corn farmers yesterday that his agency has launched a major industry-wide investigation into high U.S. fertilizer prices. The probe is the latest in a long string of government actions and calls from farmers and lawmakers for greater scrutiny of the crop nutrient industry. Along with price changes, it's possible FTC might focus on potential conduct that restricts competition. Peter Karstensen, professor emeritus at University of Wisconsin Law School, tells AgriPulse. There's been concern about, quote, access to supplies for ingredient dealers as the major fertilizer companies vertically integrate, he said. Here's today's final word. Losses in staff and institutional expertise as a result of this relocation could delay the identification and containment of outbreaks involving pathogens such as Salmonella, E. coli, or Listeria, allowing contaminated products to remain in commerce longer and increasing illness nationwide. Reduced coordination amongst FSIS and other food safety and public health agencies like the Food and Drug Administration and state partners could also slow traceback investigations and public communication during multi-state outbreaks when rapid response is critical to prevent additional illnesses. That statement from 20 Democratic senators in a letter to Deputy Agriculture Secretary Stephen Vaden yesterday seeking, quote, a detailed description of how you will ensure that the Food Safety and Inspection Service will maintain full operational capacity during and after USDA's proposed reorganization of the agency. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, May 29th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Allen.